The 11 best Australian terms and expressions. When a person says they want to learn English, they usually think they're going to learn either British or American English. Sure, you can base English on those two types for academic purposes, but English is such a cool and interesting language that it would be a pity if you only knew about these two styles. In this article, I'm going to diversify your English knowledge and understanding by teaching you 11 popular Australian terms and expressions. What is Australian English? Because Australia was colonized by the British, the way we speak has evolved from Old English, the English people spoke around 200 years ago, to current Aussie English. Aussie English, Aussie means Australian, has changed a lot since then. We use a lot of strange terms, our accent is totally different, we generally speak quite fast, and we use a lot of cultural references when speaking. These 11 expressions are my favorite expressions. Just thinking of them makes me laugh and miss Australia. Incorporate them into your vocabulary now, you never know when you're going to meet an Aussie. Expression number one, mate. Mate is a colloquial word for friend. This would be similar to other American terms like man, dude, buddy. Mate is used to reference a man. You'll even hear some Australian women using this word. Hey mate, what are you doing tonight? Ah, one of my mates is having a barbie. You want to go? Nah, I'm alright mate. Expression number two, g'day. This is an abbreviation for good day. Most of the time you'll hear this being used with mate. G'day mate has become a stereotypical greeting and is a way to immediately spot an Aussie. G'day mate, did you see the footy last night? Ah, g'day Baz, you want to go see a movie? Cheers. In Australian English, cheers isn't just used to celebrate before drinking with your mates. It is also used as a way to say thank you. Cheers can also be heard in other English-speaking countries, but is definitely most prominent in Australia. Here's that money I owe you. Ah, cheers, mate. You reckon, or ya reckon. The word reckon is a synonym for think, but is only used for asking for opinion about something. You're gonna hear a lot of Aussies using this word in everyday conversation. This word is also used in British and American English, but people often associate this word with someone who isn't very well educated. Hey, you reckon we should have a barbie this weekend? I don't know. It looks like it's gonna rain. You reckon? Sia disavo. As you can probably see, Australians really like to abbreviate words, which can be really confusing. See you this afternoon is abbreviated to see you this arvo. Australians use the expression arvo to refer to the afternoon in all situations. Hey Robbo, are you going to go to the pub this arvo? Yep, should do mate. Alrighty, see you this arvo. And that concludes the first part of this article. Cheers mate.